What's up, Flomies? I am back with another podcast. You guys seem to really enjoy the last one and you shared it a ton and that meant the world to me. Shout out to the new Troxel FT collection if you guys ride horses. I would love the support of you to go grab one of the helmets that has my name on it. It means the world to me. It's a dream come true. And all of this is possible because of you. So thank you so, so much. I'm going to put a link below where you can go get your Troxel helmet on my website. So I'm very, very excited that those just came out. Huge shout out to that. Also, repping the merch, Indem Screets. This is the Count Your Blessings tee. I love watching you guys wear the merch and tagging you in pictures and helping you on your journey. So thank you again for all of that. I'm going to tell you one of the most popular stories that I've ever told on Instagram. You may have seen this on my Insta story, but I wanted to talk about it today because so many people reached out and they were like, you have no idea how much that helped me. And so I wanted to tell it again because maybe you don't listen to my podcast regularly, or maybe you don't watch my YouTube regularly. But if you do, if you're listening to this and not watching it, or if you're watching it and you want to catch more of the podcast type stuff, make sure to go to my podcast. Just search Fallon Taylor in iTunes or the Play Store. And if you're on my podcast, go to youtube.com/Fallon Taylor and you'll be able to see both sides of this or hear it. But anyway, I shared this on my Insta story and I was shook by how many people were like, oh my God, this is me. This happened to me. This was in my life. I totally get where you're coming from. I feel you on this. So I wanted to share this again. And this is very kind of prophetic of me in both relationships with friends, employees, and relationships in the past for me. And I want to share this with you because you may be in the same spot. I'm happy to report that I'm in an amazing place. And so there is healing that comes from these type of experiences. So before we get started, just know that. I'm going to tell you the story that my parents told me a long time ago about the little girl and the snake. So the little girl had everything in the world going for her. And she was super ambitious. And she picked out a big, tall hill. And she said, I'm going to climb that hill all by myself. And on her way up to the top of the hill, she saw a snake that was injured on the side of the road. And she was like, oh my gosh, I can't just leave the snake here. Oh my gosh, are you okay? And the snake looked up at her and said, hey, my tail is broken. Is there any way that I can get to the top of the hill with you? And she was like, oh, I'm scared of snakes and you bite and you're dangerous. I'm sorry. I want to help you, but I just can't. And the snake said, listen, I'm not like other snakes. I am, you know, a different kind of snake. I'm an amazing snake, and I promise not to bite you. And she said, okay, well, if you promise, I'll put you in my pocket, and then when I get to the top of the hill, I'll let you out, and hopefully we can do this together, and you can keep me company while I go up to the top of the hill. The snake said, oh, yeah, absolutely. So they shared an amazing conversation, and they got all the way up to the top of the hill. And the snake said, okay, I'm ready to get out. Thanks so much for the ride. And she said, you're welcome. And she reached in her pocket to get the snake out. And the snake bites down. And the little girl looks down at her hand and she's just absolutely devastated. And she's heartbroken and she feels misled. And she says, snake, you promised me. You promised me you weren't going to bite me. And the snake looked at her and said, you knew I was a snake when you picked me up. And I heard that story a long time ago. And now, as I've experienced so much life, it's scary how true that story is for so many of us. And so I want to talk to you about, maybe it's your relationships, maybe it's you with your rescue horse, but I have an amazing dog trainer that helps Alex and I with our dogs. And he always asks the question of like, are you projecting that or is that real? Or, Why do you put yourself in that position? And he makes you really think about certain things that you do. And so I want to make you think today, just like he does, when you are, say somebody gave you a blank check. We're talking about your relationships here. And you're looking for your dream guy. And somebody gave you a blank check and they put you in a complete, they just surrounded you with cars. And on your left were brand new cars with all the features. And on your right was a junkyard. And they said, you get to choose once. Now go get the car of your dreams. You probably don't go over here to the junkyard and get a fixer-upper. You probably go over here and get the best dream car that you can possibly dream of. Yet when it comes to most of us, and I'm the most guilty, we go to the junkyard and we want to save something. And it's most often because we needed to be saved from something. And so we empathize or we project that onto someone else. When in actuality, we deserve the best. It doesn't mean the most expensive. It doesn't mean the hottest guy or girl. It doesn't mean the most rich. It doesn't mean any of those things. What it does mean is it's okay for you to have somebody in your life that isn't dealing with a bunch of emotional crap, that doesn't have a bunch of drama in their life, that doesn't have, issues upon issues upon issues. You don't have to put yourself through that position. It's not up to you to save that person. I've created boundaries in my life that have been so healthy, and a lot of them were attributed to a book called Attached that helped me with relationships. I recommend it all the time to anyone in relationships, but Attached is a really beautiful thing, and it can talk you through the science of why you may be a person that's a little bit more wired to rescue things. People that tend to rescue a lot of animals and put a lot of burden on themselves were wishing that a rescue would come along for themselves. And they were wishing for that same help from themselves. And instead of living their best life and being able to travel and being able to meet someone, they're burdened by taking care of all of these animals, and they've just made all these tasks for themselves and they buried themselves up in it instead of being able to experience real freedom. Because maybe your way of rescuing something is through donation. Maybe you can donate to a charity that you really love that takes in rescues. Maybe instead of rescuing people or snakes that you find on the side of the road, just in case it's, in case it's trouble, maybe you can recommend to that person and be like, if you have a proper job resume, I'd be happy to forward it to some people that I know. And if that person puts in the work to put that paperwork in, they've kind of narrowed it down to what the type of person they are. If they actually get back with you to that and not go, I thought you were going to do it for me. I'm not going to do a resume. Stupid. And then you already know that that person, like, allow people to show their colors. There's an author named Iyanla Van Zant, and she's incredible. And her big message is, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And for me, I think that I've just continued to make excuses for people as I go through my journey of like, well, they didn't mean to, or that person totally was on my side on that. There's no reason for that person to completely be different now. Like, maybe I did something. Maybe I was too deep in rescuing people that I didn't listen to who people really were. And when they showed me, I didn't believe them. So however this reaches you, I hope that it's a beautiful thing, and I hope it's a beautiful awakening. And I hope that if you're being burdened by rescue person after rescue person, or rescue relationship after rescue relationship, or rescue animal after rescue animal, I rescue a lot of animals. I've rescued hundreds at this point, and I know that you guys love and support Hefe so much, but I'm in a position where that's not a burden for me, and where I'm able to be in a really free space mentally, where I'm able to, I've narrowed down on a lot of my personal horses. I'm able to give that a lot of my time. It doesn't burden me down in other things that I go through, and I'm still able to give that rescue a really happy life. When I no longer have the time to do that, instead of feeling guilty about not having the time and the energy to do that in my own home, I'm simply going to donate to a charity. I'm going to put a lot of steam behind telling you guys about that charity and where you can go and things like that, because that is a way for me to not have this self-induced guilt and still make a difference and still make a change. So for me, I think in my life, like, I used to let interns come to my house, and I used to let, whoever come spend a week, or now I don't do that anymore. And it's not because I'm a bad person or because I'm being selfish. I now have recognized when I get bound down with the issues of one person that takes up a lot of my mental space or a lot of my energy just being one-on-one, it's so much better for the world that I live in. If I really do want to change the world, that I do it this way, that I close my gates and I lock my door and I say, hey, I'm in a great mental space, and I'm really just contributing back to my own emotional well-being. And now I'm able to show you and be really vulnerable right here. And thousands of you are going to see this. And that's so much better than just one, because the DMs I get of, I was going to take my own life, or I thought it was the end, or I left that toxic relationship, or I'm no longer being abused, that makes my whole year. And as much as I love rescuing animals, and as much as I love rescuing humans, making a positive change for ourselves is the best thing we can ever do. And I don't want to rescue you. I just want to tell you that you can do it yourself, that you have the power to make big, giant changes in this world. And being one person is plenty. Being one person is enough. And I used to try to touch and hug and change people one-on-one when I realized that I can do so much more, and that there's so much more out there when I'm in a really good mental space, that you actually get 100% of me, and you get the happiest me, you get the most fulfilled me, and you get the me that has the time to sit down and do a podcast. And that's huge for me. So I hope that this in some way touches you. If it did, please hit me up on my Instagram. I'm at FallonTaylor2, and hit me up in the DMs and share your story. It makes my whole year. I do my very best to answer every single DM. And yes, it really is me. Thank you guys so much for watching this. If you're on YouTube, I really, really appreciate it. If you're not already subscribed, be subscribed and ding that notification bell. And don't forget to count your blessings, drink your protein, and say thank you to Jesus. See you next time, guys.